Pastors, listen to this. AI is the way that more and more people are finding churches. Yes, I know for most of us, we're not using it yet to do searches for actual organizations out there, but that is starting to happen and it's only increasing. And in this conversation, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. Let's do this.
You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow.
Well, hey guys, I'm Thomas.
And I'm Ian.
And today we're talking about how AI is changing searches for churches, how people find churches specifically. So this is such an important conversation. And I think for a lot of people, this is something we just aren't even really considering right now. And we're missing a huge opportunity if we're not thinking about the way AI views our churches. So I'm excited to talk about this today, Ian.
Yeah, me too, because it's something I'm getting a lot of questions about daily when I consult with churches. So I think this is going to be helpful for every one of us. Yeah.
So let me kind of give you the paradigm shift that we're in the middle of right now. So for years, we've known that people are finding churches online. They have used search engines, and that's still the primary way that people do it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're at a place where it's past, you know, people typing in churches near me in Google or something like that. They're also maybe becoming aware of churches from social media and those things. But a non-zero amount, and I'm starting to like think it's like a statistically significant amount of people are using AI to get church recommendations nowadays. And at a minimum, Google search has changed so much that people, that it now gives you AI recommendations first, usually when people are looking for churches. So there's lots of different disciplines that come when it comes to like this is all kind of in that search category. So there's search engine optimization, and then there's what we'd call local search engine optimization. That's probably still the most important thing for churches, is making sure you appear in that Google map pack and that you get Google to recommend you. But Google's AI is now like above the map pack in most cases. And that's the main thing that people are going to be looking at. But there's even a lot of young people that are telling me that they're using ChatGPT or Claude or Grok or one of the other different AI large language models to like ask them questions like, what church should I go to? And in fact, at my church, we did a test on this just the other day. I put in I did a incognito window, and so it didn't have any of my background or anything, and just asked, I'm thinking about going to a church in Hawaii Kai where I live. What church should I try? And I tried it five different times. We've been really intentional about this, and four out of the five times, my church came up number one. And what's cool is in ChatGPT, it even gives like a map with like star ratings of which churches that recommends based on Yelp reviews and Google reviews and all those kinds of things. So really intense, and it's actually a pretty helpful way to ask those kinds of questions. But all that to say, it's an important discipline we need to be thinking about right now. And if you're not taking this seriously, or at least making some changes to make sure that AI likes your church, it probably will cost you in the long run. So that's a long-winded way of me kind of introducing it. But I don't know. What do you say, Ian?
No, it's a good way to introduce it, Thomas. And yeah, like we said, this is a topic that's on the rise more and more. And specifically, we have five ways that we're going to talk about today that AI is shaping the way people discover churches. So let's just kick off the first one because I think this is a good one. AI answers questions, not just searches. So what do we mean by this, Thomas?
Yeah. So I think that like AI is trying to figure out like what is the question behind something. Because usually when people type something into AI, they'll do it differently from how they did a Google search, right? So like in Google, someone would type, like for us, churches near me or churches in Hawaii Kai, right? Not necessarily a question, but Google figures out like these are the keywords.
Yep.
This is what they're probably looking for. And then they're trying to answer what your question is. Whereas in ChatGPT or any one of these other models, you're more likely to type in something or, you know, speak into it, something like, hey, I'm looking for a church. I'm in Hawaii Kai right now. I'm evangelical in my background, but I'm not necessarily only looking for evangelical churches. Which churches should I consider? You would say something like that. It's a much longer context window. So in the old search engine terms, we'd call it a very, very long tail search. But now it's more about answering questions. So the way that you solve this, the way that you get your church to show up more for questions, is you make sure that you are answering questions on your site. So we'll talk about this a few times, but FAQs are like bar none the thing that AI loves the most. Reading FAQ sections, getting short, digestible kind of snippets that it can use as its answer and source your church, that is the best thing you could possibly do for it. So this is kind of one of the things that I would recommend. So take a deep look, I guess kind of the action item is take a deep look at your FAQ section on your site. And maybe I would recommend expanding it and making sure that your answers are like 40 to 60 words each. Like if you're too long or too short, try to get into that window and then you'll be much more likely to get recommended by AI searches there.
Yeah, no, that's good. And it is, it's just a different kind of search, you know, and that's one of the things I've been enjoying more and more as I'm getting more experience with ChatGPT and just AI in general, is the questions I can answer rather than just it being a simple, I'm sorry, the questions that can be answered that I ask rather than it just being a simple search. So definitely some differences for sure. But like that you mentioned the FAQs, that content's important for more than one reason. So next one here is your church's website needs to be AI friendly. Well, we've been saying for years your website needs to be SEO friendly and needs to be content user friendly. What do we mean by AI friendly? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's probably 90% the same as SEO friendly, because again, these are still machines that are reading your content primarily, also looking at video and images, and they can process all that too, but it's looking at your content, and it's making decisions based on the content you have on your site, and the things that helped you rank on SEO will also help you rank here. So I would say that it's probably a little bit less keyword dependent. So you certainly can't trick AI the same way you could. You can't really trick Google with this either anymore. Yeah. But 10 years ago, you could just write church in Honolulu, church in Hawaii Kai, churches, like stuffing that onto your homepage and every page of your site. And then Google would say, oh, this is obviously the best site for someone looking for information about church, because look, they say it 2,700 times on here. So let's recommend that. That doesn't work anymore. And it doesn't on searches either. So, but I think keywords matter even less, because now these algorithms and the like AI can understand and process what you mean by what you're saying. So the main thing is that you really nail all of the technical parts of your site. So things like getting your headlines, making sure that they are abundantly clear, you're using the right kinds of tags for them. And this isn't a technical podcast, so I won't get too deep into this, but like when you use kind of leveled headings, so you have H1 and H2 and H3, you have paragraph forms, make sure you get those things really done right. Only have one H1 and get your, you know, if you use your keywords, you put them in, you should still use keywords, but don't stuff them, but get them into your headlines, into your H2 tags, that kind of stuff that are on there. So some of those technical things is what you can do to make sure that you're like more AI ready, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing may be helpful for people to know too, we offer a free report, an SEO report that actually has a one part of that report is exactly what you just mentioned, Thomas, as far as your headlines and tags and all of that stuff. So we offer that for free on our website.
Yeah, we'll leave a link in the description. You guys can sign up for that. That's totally no obligation, but everybody should claim it.
Yeah. This next one's interesting. And speaking of us, this not being a technical podcast, but this has kind of a technical intro to it. Local search is influenced by digital signals. What do you mean by digital signals?
Yeah, so I think what we're just getting at with this is that people are using AI is using location data to make recommendations, and we can't think of it. Like, I imagine a couple of years ago, like if someone did a search for churches or just something like that, what's a good church? It probably would have just given you random data from churches all over the country or the world. Yeah. But now every one of the main chatbots that people use, ChatGPT and Claude and all those, they are all very, they're very location aware. And it's actually pretty granular. Like it knows not just like, oh, this person is in, you know, this part of town or they're in this zip code. It knows like where you are in most cases, like what street you're on, what house number you're at and those things. And it can make hyper local recommendations for you. So if you're standing at a local shopping center and there's four restaurants, it can tell you kind of the reviews of all four restaurants. And it knows to recommend ones that are there in the shopping center and not necessarily in another one that's like 2 miles down the road. So there are all of these signals and it is very location aware. So for churches, we need to know this and make sure that we are giving it lots of location type signals. So we know they know that like where our church is. Now, this idea of like people, you know, choosing a church based on, you know, one is 100 yards and one is 200 yards away. It doesn't, there's not as many churches. So that doesn't really, it's not how it works for that. But you can trust that it'll probably give more weight to churches that are there and local and that they are really good about using local minded content on there. So putting things about your community on your website and being a host for community events that maybe aren't specifically just for your church. If you're a polling place, for instance, those kinds of things will give extra weight to your local results on both local SEO in Google and in AI, I would say.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. So how that's basically how SEO ties to it in a way too. So I like this next one. I think pastors would be interested in this. Sermons and videos are now really searchable through AI.
Yes.
How is that?
How is that? I can't tell you the answer to that. I don't know how it does it.
How does that work, Thomas?
How does it watch videos? I don't get that. I still think it relies more heavily on transcripts than we realize, just because that's much faster. It can process words than watching videos. I've done some projects that involved it processing video content, and it's not as quick. So I think that like when a transcript is available, it'll use that for a video or an audio file to figure out what's this about. But all that being said, it is abundantly clear that AI can and now does look at the content of images and what's happening in them and location cues and all those kinds of things to make new recommendations on things. So for us as churches, a few things that I would recommend is number one, like get your video content online. Like that's kind of a no-brainer. I think most of us are putting our content onto YouTube at this point. In addition to putting it on YouTube, get it onto your website. So you can have it hosted on YouTube and embed it on your website, but that's always a good practice. And the way we do it here at ReachRight for most of our website clients and just what we find to be the most optimized is having an individual post for every message that you do on your site. So you'd have a post for this week's message, and in that you would have the video, you'd have probably a summary or a description, and then you would also, if possible, get the transcript on there as well. You don't have to be a kind of pastor that preaches from a manuscript. If you put it onto YouTube, you can download the transcript and it's going to be 99% accurate. Like the words you say are going to be what comes up on there if you have good audio quality. Get all of that onto your website and know that, these are all signals. Remember, AI is constantly crawling your site, looking for new information, processing it. And the more of this kind of content that you create, let's say you make content about godly marriages and what that looks like there. If someone is searching for marriage advice in your community, like how amazing is it going to be if ChatGPT says, hey, you might want to check out this sermon from First Baptist Church.
Right.
They talked about godly marriages and I think it might help you. Like that's amazing kind of stuff. And that's the power of like going through the steps of getting this content easily searchable on your site. You can get more recommendations like that, not just people looking for churches in your area.
That's right. I like that. And so it's an evangelistic tool.
Totally.
Yeah. And I mean, and who doesn't want to, and there's still this, you know, controversy with AI, this is one way that AI can lead people to the gospel. So I like absolutely. That. So, but well, good. So lastly here we have the churches that will be found by AI are the ones that serve. Mm. And that sounds really impactful. What is that? What do we mean?
It's so neat, like, right? Because it's like it's we're doing what we're called to do. Yeah. And I'm not here to say that AI is like a benevolent good or anything, but right. I just think by accident, when we do what we're called to do, I think it will help us to be recommended more by AI. Yeah. Because in the end, what it's doing, at least as of today, is doing its best to be helpful to users. That's how AI companies make money, is by providing helpful tools and actually solving problems for them. And so that's what it's trying to do. And for us as churches, what we want to do is serve the people that God's put in front of us. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And we're supposed to follow in his footsteps on these kinds of things. Yeah. And so what I mean by this is that when we are creating content or especially even doing things in our community, and we talk about the way that we're serving or actually using, like making content that serves people, like this is stuff that AI is more likely to serve up. So a couple of things you can do. If there are things happening in your community, let's say like there's major like challenging issues. Maybe there's a homelessness issue in your community. I know we have homelessness problems here in Hawaii. If your church addresses these kinds of things, talks about them however you see fit. I'm not going to say I don't think you'll really see much difference based on kind of positions that you take, but prayerfully consider talking about that and then becoming a solution to homelessness. Talk about what your church does and how you have a feeding program set up where people can come and get free groceries, and how you go into homeless communities and you offer them hot showers and a mobile shower truck or whatever you do. Talk about these kinds of things. And then it becomes a resource for your community. It's also good. It gets picked up by local organizations and that stuff. But it makes AI more likely to recommend your content. Because remember, these are things that people are searching for. People are wondering, why is there so much homelessness in Honolulu? And you know, if your church could be something that they reference in that, it just is another way of getting your church out there to people. So creating content like that makes a huge, huge difference. And then even just, you know, maybe you create a resource guide for that same issue. Maybe like you have some things that you train people on that go out and serve the homeless community in your area. Maybe you have how to make lunch bags that you give to people with socks and food and that stuff. And maybe advice on what to give and what not to give to people that are asking for things on the street or that kind of stuff. Then that can make a huge impact, and AI will be likely to recommend your content to other people, therefore putting your church in front of more and more people in your community.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, even though this is changing everything AI, and there's so many things that we've seen evolve over the years, you and I, Thomas, with the internet and church marketing and everything churches are doing online. There's one saying that you and I have been aware of for almost two decades, is that content is king, right? So it's been a saying in the web world. It was a saying when websites first were invented. It's a saying on social media, it holds true for AI. So the more of that you get out there, the more you're going to be found still. So absolutely.
So I think honestly, every church should be thinking about this right now. Ian, I know you are the one that like kind of leads our team of consultants here. Yeah. I think you and the team should be talking on every one of these calls about making sure pastors are aware that this is how people are finding churches now. Again, it's not over 50%, but I saw a stat that I can't tell you what the percentage is today, but from January through July of 2025, so it's about 6 months old right now, the number of people that have used and like the number of recommendations that are coming from AI has increased fivefold in that time. 500% is how much it increased of the number of like of requests or like traffic that people are receiving on their site that is coming from AI to their website. So a 500% increase, that was 6 months ago. I imagine it was even more than that these last 6 months. And so we're getting to that place where my ballpark estimate based on what we see at ReachRite of how much of our traffic comes from ChatGPT and other sources that are harder to identify, it's probably about 15% or so right now. So it's not everything, but it is a definite area that you should looking at.
Yeah.
And I can assure you that over the course of a year, if churches start getting recommended by AI, there will be visitors that walk through your doors because they found you on ChatGPT. So
that's right.
Get serious about it. It's something that to kind of lean into, both in our audience and then, to our team, Ian, this is something we need to be talking about all the time.
Oh, and it's coming up more and more, and we are talking about it. So get in touch with us. We'll talk about it.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys, for being a part of the Reach Right family. If it's been helpful to you, let us know down in the comments. If you disagree or if you think we should stick our heads in the sand and ignore AI, I want to hear about that, too, in the comments. Drop us a line, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.